think he's writing me a ticket. No, I'm serious. Guys, it's Supercar Blondie. I am in St. Agata here in Italy, and here's Mitya, the head of design. Oh, wait. Oh, God. There's not even time to introduce you. What's this?
It's a surprise, yeah.
Okay. All right. We're going to surprise some kids with this incredible car and see what they think.
Hello.
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 Hello. Hello.
Hello. Hello. Hello.
Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello.
Lamborghini.
Lamborghini Terzo Millennio.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Super, specialist.
What a champion. Yeah. Oh my goodness, the big unveil. Wow. What
Facciamo a insieme?
Insieme? Okay. Yep. Look at this, isn't this awesome? Whoa. Whoa. Oh my God. The girls are just like over the moon, more so than the boys. It's crazy. That is awesome. Wow. That is so cool.
This behavior, yeah, this is just in St. Agata.
What's the circling? I don't know what's going on. Should I join the circle?
Yes, you can join the circle.
Can we hold hands? Yeah. We've got guys and girls here who are equally as excited about seeing this Lamborghini. It's not just a boy thing. The girls are just as excited, which I love to see.
It's another Lamborghini moment.
And then, now something's happening. Okay.
That's so,
the kids came and they went just as quickly as they came. What I'm going to do now is take you through this incredible car. This is the Terzo Millennio. Terzo meaning third, and millennio meaning a period of 1,000 years. So the third millennium, which is what we've started now. So this car represents where they're going with the brand this millennium. Okay, this is a vision. This car doesn't actually drive, but this is what they would picture their first ever electric vehicle to look like. And what they're doing is they want to move away from like the traditional placement of batteries on electric vehicles. You know, with a lot of electric vehicles like the Tesla, you've got the batteries that kind of line the floor like here, right? What they're going to do is put batteries kind of where the naturally aspirated V12 would be in a Lamborghini today. They'll put some batteries here, some batteries in the front. But what's even cooler is they're going to generate energy from the body itself. You might say, okay, well, you can create any car and just say it can do this and say it can do that, but can it actually do it? What they've done is they've teamed up with MIT, the university, and they've got the best brains from the university actually working on that technology. All right, so let me just talk to you a little bit about the body of this car, what they're planning on doing. It's not mine, it's Lamborghini's, but I'm just doing a bit of...
What's the bit?
I don't know what's happening.
Documents?
Documents. Do we have documents? Oh, why do I always get the police? Yes, sorry.
It's a computer parking.
No parking. But we're just doing a quick video. We'll be 10 minutes.
Okay, 10 minutes a boy, so no.
Are you gonna write me a ticket?
Okay, see. 10 minutes, max limited.
10
time.
Minutes max?
Okay.
Okay, 10 minutes max, I promise.
Okay.
Yeah? Okay, deal. Okay. we can only be 10 minutes. We can't park here. I don't know. They're going to put a ticket on the car if I'm longer than 10 minutes, so we got to get going.
Thank you.
Another really, really cool thing is the carbon fiber will be self-healing. When it detects a little scratch, a little nick in the body of the car, it will actually emit a little bit of this powerful glue material that will then fuse the carbon fiber back together before it turns into a bigger crack and you have to replace the whole piece. So that is pretty cool. Electric cars. One issue that people have is that they're quiet. When you think of Lamborghini, you think of this roaring engine. That's one of the reasons why I love my Huracan. Lucy, you know, I bought a Lamborghini because, a few reasons, but one of those reasons is because I love the sound, this gurgle and pop and crack from the back. I mean, it's exciting. So when you think of a Lamborghini that's electric, what are they going to do to replace the energy and the sound that you get from a naturally aspirated V12? What are they going to do? It's Lamborghini. It can't be quiet, right? So what they've come up with is a soundtrack that's going to be played as the air passes over the body of the car. All of these lines here, all of these little ridges, as the airflow passes over the car, kind of generates this soundtrack, which is quite cool. I hadn't thought about that before. We've got some companies employing very well-known composers to compose soundtracks for electric cars in future, but I've never... Hello! You're back! She likes me more than the car, which is weird. How are you? Oh, I think school's out, right? We're going to do the review together. We're going to talk about the sound. I've never had this happen before while I'm filming. That's so cute. What's your name?
Amen.
Amen? Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Did I get that right? Amen. Oh, she's so sweet. That's so cute. All right, I'm taking her home. Whoever's kid this is, I'm taking her. Bye. 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 What a cutie. Oh, my goodness. It's going to have four motors, so one at each wheel, right? And it's going to have, in the back here, super capacitors. When I first heard that, I was like, is that the thing from Back to the Future? The flux capacitor? No. Supercapacitor is something that can actually generate 100 times more power than a battery in a electric vehicle today, right? So they're thinking of putting them kind of in the back there. And what they wanted to achieve is an electric vehicle that could do speeds of 300 kilometers an hour for a length of time, like a few laps around a circuit. In order to get that badge on the front of this car, as an electric vehicle, it needs to be worthy of that badge. Should we talk about the design? I think we should just get to it, right? Let's bring in Mitya. Mitya, you're up. You're up.
How are you?
Stop hanging around drinking champagne.
Yes.
We need you.
No, I was just there having a coffee. Yeah.
You got to perform now.
Yeah? Okay.
Ready? Okay, where should we start? Right, design-wise.
First of all, I would start with the location.
The location. It's beautiful. St. Agata, right? Am I saying that right? St. Agata?
St. Agata Bolognese.
Bolognese.
Yeah. In the Germans always say St. Agata Bolognese, but the Italians say St. Agata Bolognese.
But that's the same.
Yes. No. Santa Agata.
Santa Agata. Okay, so what do you say?
Santa Agata. More related to the end of the...
Santa Agata. Yes. This is going really well. I feel like this is going really well. Santa Agata.
More with the
music.
And
you've got to say with the hand too, right?
Santa Agata.
All right, great. We've got the name of the town down. I'm getting a round of applause. Awesome.
First of all, we wanted to completely question the architecture of a super sports car, especially Lamborghini. The idea is that it is potentially electrical.
Yes.
And it needed to be different. We wanted to create a car that was in collaboration with the MIT University in Boston.
Yeah.
So we wanted to have something that looks a bit younger.
Okay. Huh?
And also in terms of design language, different.
Yes.
Because it was also the first concept car when I joined Lamborghini did together.
Oh, this is your first it's concept. You can say
the first baby at the time.
That's so cool.
And that was always a dream.
This being potentially an electric vehicle, right? It looks as though you could still have a naturally aspirated, you know, V12 in the back, because you've got all of this room at the back. Is there a reason why?
Let's say that? Because we wanted to keep the Gandini line.
Okay.
You know, I'm calling this single center line the Marcello Gandini line. We've received this line from the Countach.
Okay.
Lamborghini for me, in terms of DNA, is always related to the strong angle of the side windows.
Okay.
You can see that on the Urus. You can see that on the Huracan. You can see that on the Sian.
Okay.
That is our language. You know, our architecture.
Right. Right. So the thing is that with electric vehicles, you can pretty much design them however you want to now, because you're not building a car around an engine.
Exactly.
You know, you can place the batteries kind of wherever you want to. You can build a completely different looking car.
But this looks
like a Lamborghini. Like, it still looks like it could have a naturally aspirated engine.
No, for us car designers, you know, we are living the best moment.
Mm.
Because, you know, the technology is on the move.
Yeah.
So with this kind of, you know, ideas, we can completely rethink architecture.
Yes.
Electrification is really giving us opportunities, because you can shift some volumes.
Yeah.
For example, when you sit here and you look through... you can see that there is not a classical muffler. So all the main cabin is designed like an LMP car.
Uh-huh, yeah.
So it's the inspiration, let's say, on a monocoque where two people can sit together.
Yeah.
Of course, quite cozy.
Yeah.
We are using the space between the front wheel and the main cabin for an air tunnel where we can use the airstream. These wings here are, in our fantasy, movable.
Cool.
So when you drive fast... or when you need to the aerodynamical efficiency, we are closing. But for example, in the braking zones, you could open and you can put the wings against the airstream, for example.
Yeah.
Then all this is floating, you know, through this wing here, where we have integrated these kind of winglets, and they are actually also an inspirational source for our Sian.
Yes.
On the Sian, we have moved them to the outside.
Yeah.
Yeah. So these are for me a little bit.
Yeah. And also you've got the tribute to the year 1963
exactly.
here on the side as well. What is all of this here? Because I don't speak Italian, so.
Carico is like the full load. Ala is Italian for wing.
Oh, okay.
Basso means like the lower position, medio is like the middle position,
okay.
and alto is, because this wing would potentially move.
Ah, okay.
Yeah? Also, you know, carico ala would mean like it's kind of moving against the air stream for the downforce.
Fine, okay, so that's just talking about the wing
then
and the different positions.
When you look from here, and this is what my favorite perspective of the car, you can see that the rear end is basically empty. Yeah?
Yeah.
So there is not a classical... exhaust pipe, no muffler, and it's really impressive what you can see. It's really like accelerating like a water drop or like
so
a boat.
Cool.
So you can look into the into the suspension and the wheels and the electric engines. So half of the car is like a diffuser, you know.
Yeah, right.
Even more than the 80s Le Mans cars, you know, they were already having half of the car.
Like, it's incredible how electric vehicles are just changing the look of cars completely. You know, you just don't have backs anymore. They're just completely open. Let's talk about the wheels. Look, this whole wheel lights up, doesn't it, Mitya?
Yes. I mean, of course, this is show car. Yeah?
Yeah.
Show car style. So here's plexiglass, and we have these, you know.
So what you're saying is you probably wouldn't have plexiglass on a wheel on a Lambo.
I think not. Yeah. I think we will not get this introduction.
Yeah.
I guess. Let me
you
say.
Guess not. Yeah. Okay.
I can ask the engineers, but I guess no.
It's not gonna happen. All right, write that off.
For example, what is interesting is, I mean, we have instead of the classical brakes, the engine is the brake, because you need to recuperate the energy as
right,
well.
Right. Right. So, like for example, I don't know if you guys have driven a Tesla before, but when you pull your foot off the accelerator, it kind of automatically brakes because it's re-energizing the batteries, right?
Exactly. You know, the idea was that it looks like an electrical motor.
Yeah, right.
You know,
okay.
Like this looks like the inner parts of an electrical engine.
Mm.
So that is the idea, you
okay,
know, to
okay.
that we wanted to use for the style.
So cool. We can't ignore the front, because actually I know you love the back, but I'm a big fan of the front.
No, I still like all of the cars.
I mean,
this area here is also one of my favorites. The Y shape, this kind of Y shape, we want to have, and this will be an element that we are continuing in the future. Yeah, as you have seen on the Sian, and this will be a signature of Lamborghini.
It's beautiful.
It's super cool. Just imagine the car in the tunnel, you see the Y shape, super cool.
Imagine seeing that behind you in the rearview mirror.
Yeah.
Oh, you'd know to move aside immediately. It's coming for you.
And today, you know, we have this discussion. oh, Lamborghini needs to have the sound. I'm fully convinced we need sound because it's a monster and it has to be, I don't know, it has to have.
Yeah.
And these electrical engines, in my opinion, they are providing a cool sound.
Yeah,
you can generate.
What are you picturing that sound to be in your head? Can you vocalize that?
For me, it's kind of a...
Ooh, okay.
Yeah? No, like in the pod racers in the Star Wars movie, something like, yeah, like you know,
yeah? Something,
you know,
awesome.
A cool sound. It has to be a cool sound.
That would
sure.
be so cool. Yeah, yeah,
just imagine this look and this
you
kind
just
of
amplify
sound.
It.
Exactly, it has. I mean, not artificially.
Yeah,
right?
yeah,
it has
yeah.
to,
it has
know?
To be natural.
Yeah,
you like know? A naturally aspirated electric car. If you can say that. Well, thank you so much, Mitya. It's been a pleasure to have come to Sant'Agata Bolognese. Yeah. Yeah. I got it.
It's about the sound.
And we'll see you next time, I suppose, in somewhere around the world.
In a Lamborghini moment.
Another Lamborghini moment.
Okay.
Expect the unexpected.
Ciao.
See you later, mate.
Ciao.
A massive, massive thank you to Lamborghini for making this happen. You guys rock. I really appreciate you. If you like the video, give it a quick thumbs up for me. Make sure to subscribe to the channel, Supercar Blondie. This is where we get to see literally the coolest, craziest cars in the world. All right, I'm out. Love you. You guys gonna pay for this?
How much is it?
I don't even know. Does it say something? There's no number plate on it. It just says Lamborghini.
Yes,
I think it will be charged.
Right?
It will be charged to Centro Sicilia.
Oh, you're going to get this bill. Great, you take that. All right,
yes.
See you later.
Okay.
Well, it's crazy.